Joshua chapter 4, verses 21 to 24. Then Joshua spoke to the children of Israel, saying, "When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, 'What are these stones?' then you shall let your children know, saying, 'Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we crossed over.'" So how many flooded rivers have you faced? A dire sickness? Death of a loved one? That need to have your heart's great desire? A crisis of faith? Israel had come to the edge of the promised land, but they were separated from it, from reaching their goal, by the flooded Jordan. The Lord told them to step into that river even before the path had opened. But when they did, God stopped the river far upstream. So the river opened, and even the flooded fields became dry. When we're facing such floods, have we kept our eyes on the cross? The peace of Christ that passes understanding? When the Lord has enabled us to stand firm in faith, have our lips trembled with thanks? Our hearts sighed with songs of praise? As with Israel, the Lord is directing us to stop and set up an altar so that everyone may ask, "What mean these stones?" Israel did not need to be instructed to ask, "What mean these stones?" The stopping to erect this rather crude altar then and there was so preeminently absurd that they were already all asking, "What mean these stones?" They were now in enemy territory, open to an attack swooping down upon them from the hills surrounding them, with a river cutting off any retreat. It was the ideal situation for an ambush against them. Plain common sense required that they first secure and fortify a position, and then, you know, if everything goes well, we'll build an altar. Today, how often does our flesh find common sense excuses to not seek first the kingdom of God? How often do we think, "Hey, Lord, you provide my heart's desire, and yeah, then I'll build you an altar"? The Lord understands the greatest danger. And so his directive for the first act of Israel in the promised land was to build an altar. His directive to us, as the first priority of every day of our life, is to build an altar. Not necessarily of wood and stone, but certainly of faith in Christ. Israel crossed the flood of Jordan. They conquered the promised land through those stones of faith in Christ. With that altar, the Lord is directing us to recognize the enemy. He said to Israel, "You don't need to worry about the Canaanites' fortified cities, their larger armies, their greater weapons. You need to worry about your failure to remember me, your Savior, your failure to trust in me above all things." We need to recognize that the enemy is accommodating ourselves to the ways of the world. is exalting myself, is becoming complacent. Isn't it typical of our self-centeredness to feel that, yeah, Lord, when you give me my heart's desire, then I'll build you an altar. But the Lord declares that the greatest danger is that you and I fail to build that daily altar in humble faith in Him, our Savior. He directs that not only do we build a common altar together, but that each of us build an altar in our heart, in our rooms, in our lives, that our first priority is that our heart always be directed by God's Word. When we're waking and sleeping, when we're sitting and playing, and yet, how often do we rely on my wisdom rather than God's to direct and determine, to validate my plans and actions? How easy is it to feel ambushed by, well, Lord, I just gotta have my heart's desire as a flooded river preventing us from reaching God's goal for us? How often are we complacent about being directed by God's Word? And yet with that raging river of the law's accusations sweeping down upon us, Jesus stepped into the muck of our sinfulness. It sucked Him down into the valley of the shadow of death in our place. Wave after wave beat upon Him of the agony of God-forsakenness, the raging waters of God's wrath on our sin swept Him away in our place. He stopped sin's punishment 2,000 years upstream. And so this is the Savior that says to you and me, recognize the enemy, so that you build an altar that others may ask, what mean these stones? And telling them, they may recognize their enemy and their Savior. Our Savior. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 465, stanzas 1 and 2.